It is 10:18 and a very good morning to you. Time for us to cross to the BBC. We are joined by the BBC's Audrey Tinlan and having a look at some of those stories that are going to become even bigger later this week. So, Audrey, great to have you on. And, as always, lots to talk about and most of it COVID-19 related.
Okay. Yeah, that is the case. Hi, Kino. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, it's another tough week for many, many countries with COVID still raging across the world.
I mean, I just saw a piece on Ecuador and how bodies are actually lying in the streets at the moment. And they've been left there for days because government can't cope. But, you know, as this week begins, what is the extent of the coronavirus globally? I mean, can you bring us up to date with some of the worst affected countries? How's it looking in Europe, where you are?
Yeah, Europe has been an epicenter. You know, it's sort of moved from Asia and then to Europe and, of course, the US, which I think we're going to talk a little bit about as well. So there are many other countries in the world where this is a grave problem, but the testing may not be quite so widespread. So people might not know the extent of it, though in Europe we have the problems with testing too. You know, in Europe here on Sunday, Italy recorded, though, its lowest daily death toll in over 2 weeks. So countries like Italy, like Spain, they're hopeful that they may be starting to see the peak. They're still under severe lockdown, so they're hopeful that that might mean they're at the peak. And the next question they're facing is how to begin maybe to even plan to get out of these lockdowns.
And then there's the picking up your economic straps and, you know, trying to get economies back up and running. But at the moment, they're obviously just trying to deal with life and preserve it.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Now, in the United States, things are still bad and it seems to be spreading out around the country. And then while all of this is being said, Trump is saying it's starting to level out.
Yeah, well, the statements which are coming from Donald Trump, as we know, are sometimes at odds with those of his professionals. You know, some of the things which he's been emphasizing are perhaps not the things that the health professional want him to emphasize, and particularly the governor in New York, the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, has been at odds with President Trump very much so on this, because New York is really the hardest hit state. It reported on Sunday that there were nearly 600 new deaths, and that's a total of 4,159. You know, they're still very much in the peak of it. They feel it may slightly have fallen. The number of new hospitalizations has fallen from, you know, the same level the day before. So they're looking at that and they're beginning to think that in New York they might start to have seen the peak. But in other country, in other parts of the country, Michigan, Louisiana, Washington, D.C., cases are rising, and it's very hard for the health system to cope, even in the U.S.
And then you get these competing messages coming out. And Anthony Fauci is the one, obviously, who's been correcting the president. And, some of the right-wing groups have now decided to turn on him. It's just, I mean, you can't make up half of this stuff. Mm. Now, what about elsewhere?
The politics continues to play out even amongst this. So it's difficult for the health professionals to get their message across, get it across clearly. Yep. I mean, Trump does stand up next to his health professionals and he does give their advice. But then, he'll put his own comments on top of that. And that leads to confusion. And that's what the health professionals are saying is the real problem. If people get confused, they won't listen to the health message and they won't stay at home. And that's the bit they say that people have to do to save lives.
It's a case of don't let the facts get in the way of a good soundbite. But what about elsewhere in the world? Africa, Ethiopia certainly has confirmed some deaths for the first time. How many?
Yeah, just taking a look at one country is interesting and again concerning, because Ethiopia on Sunday announced its first two deaths, the confirmed deaths of patients from COVID-19. The first victim was a 60-year-old Ethiopian. The second was a 56-year-old Ethiopian man who was diagnosed last Thursday and then unfortunately died. So In that country, testing is very low. It's a country of more than 100 million people, as your listeners will no doubt know. And it confirmed its first case on March the 13th, but it's recorded a total of just 43, and most recently, and that's people with a history of foreign travel. The testing's very limited, as I was just saying there. The country's conducted just over 1,000 tests, 1,200 tests, according to their Public Health Institute. South Africa, by comparison, as your listeners will no doubt know, has performed tens of thousands of tests. And Ethiopia has only got around 23,000 testing kits available to it. The vast majority of these, interestingly enough, were donated by the Chinese billionaire Jack Ma. So it's very difficult for the country to cope with the disease. They're trying to get a handle on the extent of it. And the Prime Minister has refrained from imposing the kind of lockdown that you've seen in many, many other countries, because he said we can't impose a lockdown like more developed nations, he said, as there are many citizens who don't have a secure place to go back to. So there are a whole host of difficulties that countries like Ethiopia might be contending with in the coming weeks.
Now, Audrey, we obviously have to wrap, but I mean, I want to touch on the whole face masks side of things. Sorry, as I lose my tongue temporarily. You know, face masks are something that most countries were never used to, you know, when it comes to seeing people walking around in public, etc. But they're becoming more common now. They certainly are becoming more common. What's the guidance, though? Do they work? The World Health Authority has been looking again, and the issue, what are they saying around this?
Yeah, Kino, I'm losing you slightly. I don't know if you can still hear me, but
okay.
The World Health Organization, if you can still hear me, what the WHO has said is it's looking again at its guidance. Guidance is that face masks like gloves and other protective gear can help to stop the spread of the virus, but only if they're used properly. And so far, it hasn't been recommending that everybody in the general population wear them. Only people who are infected or dealing with an infected person. That guidance has been changing in different countries around the world. The US, for example, just last week said that people should now start to wear masks, though President Trump said he wouldn't be wearing one.
Absolutely. We have a problem with that line there, Audrey, but thank you very much for that. That's the BBC's Audrey Tinlin.